Ladies and gentlemen, there's a little history to discuss here, and throttle me, Bill. We're going to need your help with this one. The birth of the Chucker on KQRS, when we brought him in, we got a call, and Chucker, you'll remember this. We got a call many years ago from Michael Jackson, rock star Michael Jackson. His people called KQRS, and this is true. I'm not making this up. They called and asked if there was someone from KQRS who could interview Michael Jackson because he was coming to the Met Center at that time, where the Mall of America is located now. That's where they're expanding, as a matter of fact. And, Chucker, is it not true that Michael Jackson's people insisted that he not be interviewed by, quote, a dumbass disc jockey?
Yes, they wanted the best and the brightest, so they called me.
They called the Chucker. Now, Throttle, do we have access to that Michael Jackson-Chucker interview?
Yep, I have it ready to go.
Okay, Chucker, now, why don't you explain to us how this call took place? This was the very first time the Chucker appeared on the KQ Morning Show. I believe it was April 8th, 20 years... No, never mind. it was a while ago, but if you could set this up for us as a call, it wasn't an easy thing for you to do because... He seemed a bit reluctant on the call.
Yes, they called and they said, Mike Jackson wants to speak with you. He's calling from Watts. And I said, what's he doing there? And the rest was history. You know, I've lost touch. What's the old Michael Jackson been up to lately? I haven't heard from him in some 10 odd years.
Is he alive?
Didn't he move to Hollyweird?
Old Hollyweird today. Say, by the way, I know you've been in Tucson recently. How is the city of broad shoulders?
Tucson is hot and heavy.
Glad to hear it. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we play the actual call? This was the call that made it all happen, ladies and gentlemen. The Chucker's first appearance on the KQ Morning Show with Mike Jackson.
Well, as I remember, he wasn't a big fan of his own music. He liked jazz, man.
I kind of remember that. The KQ Morning Show goes back. The initial appearance of the Chucker interviewing Mike Jackson on Power 92.
Hello?
Is Michael home?
Yeah, how you doing?
This is the Chucker. I'm a disc jockey here at Power Radio 92. How are you?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Where'd you get my number from?
You know, I'm calling from out of town. Minneapolis, Minnesota?
No, I've never been there.
Okay, hold on a minute here. Power Radio 92, and right now on the phone, live from Chicago, the Windy City, we have the one and only Michael Jackson. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
All right. Well, sorry to bother you at home, but we're so excited about the new album, Bad. Tell me, Mike, where do you get the inspiration for Bad?
I didn't even like that record, tell the truth.
You didn't?
No.
Tell me about the old days with the Jackson 5.
No, I like jazz, tell the truth. So I wouldn't even be bothered playing when I...
Do you think the Jackson 5 might have a reunion in store?
No.
You get along with Tito and Marlon still?
Nope.
You don't? What's Janet doing? Is she planning another solo album soon?
Nope.
She's not?
No.
How long until we see a Michael Jackson tour soon?
Nope, I wouldn't even be bothered with that.
Tell me about the song Bobbie Jean, or Billie Jean, I'm sorry. Tell me about Billie Jean. Where'd that tune come from?
Explain that to me. I'd like to hear that again.
Okay, you did a song on the Thriller album called Billie Jean. And the Chucker and his kids really got off on that one. Where'd that tune come from, Mike?
Well, I wouldn't bat. Like I told you, before, I wouldn't even bat at it. No. I don't like the sound of it. Nope, I don't like that. Nope. I like jazz, tell the truth, so I wouldn't even be bothered with the... None of that. It's got a raunchy sound.
Mike, you're saying you got a jazz album coming out?
I like jazz, yeah.
Michael, we never knew you were such a jazz head. Are you like talking Miles Davis?
I'm a musician, so therefore I like jazz. That's my main.
Come again, sir?
That's my main thing. I like jazz.
We had no idea that Michael Jackson was such a jazz head.
Well, I'm a musician, too, so therefore, I wouldn't even be bothered with the singing,
How long you been into jazz, man?
I was thinking about 15, probably.
How'd you get started in jazz, Michael?
About 15.
Really? Who introduced you to jazz? I mean, what were some of your influences?
Oh, my family, they have a background in that.
Oh, yeah, I know. Your family's very musical.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were into jazz, though. Any idea if you're going to put out a jazz album soon, Michael?
No. I'm not interested in that right now.
In releasing music, a jazz style.
Have to get some background behind me. Start my own group. You know, I have to find somebody that's willing to have some money. Therefore, you know, I have to make an adjustment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you talking about the money all the time. I told you I don't have any money. Is this a radio station?
Yes, this is the Chucker from Power Radio 92, Michael.
Is that right?
Yeah. We love you down here in the Northland.
Uh-huh. You're just making a free call on everybody, huh? Well, I can give you my adjustment as far as it goes.
Well, give it to me, man.
No.
And he even hit the post.
He did. He hit the post.
That was fabulous. He hit the post, man.
Wow, the Chucker, my voice has changed quite a bit over the years.
Well,
that was...
Your testes dropped.
Yes,
probably, from what
then,
I felt.
Back then, I had hair and an air shift.
So how do you do that without cracking up? I mean, I would have to be biting my tongue.
Well, you know, we take it very seriously here at the Power 92 Radio. What do you mean cracking up?
Yeah, what do you mean cracking up?
I'm sorry, I took it for something that it wasn't.
How are the kids in the Playhouse? Are you still performing for them?
Oh, yes, we have a secret room that we all go in. It's been going wonderful. The Chucker's Road Show.
The Chucker's Road Show, yeah.
Yeah.
Chucker, if you had, do you have any idea how many interviews you've done?
I think at one time we were cranking them out about two or three a week, and it must have gone on for two or three, 4 years. I mean, back in the day, we'd get calls from all kinds of celebrities that wanted to get on the show, and I don't know what it was, but whoever was hosting at the time didn't want to talk to anybody, so they just threw them all on me.
I don't know who that was, thinking back now. Let's see, who didn't want to be bothered with asshole celebrities? I don't know.
Well, there was one that never made it to the air because we were threatened with such litigation. It was Gary Lewis. Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and they did what? This diamond ring?
Yes.
And the Chucker was asking him all about the Hoivens and his old partner, Dean Martin, and he just lost it.
The kids.
Yeah, and his lawyer called up and said, if that goes on the air, we will own that company.
So, I wish they did.
Yes. So we never put that one on. But other than that, it's been a pretty good run.
I thought you were going to ask him about Huey Lewis.
This was actually before Huey Lewis.
Was it?
Wow. It was indeed.
It was about 1957.
And now nobody knows who Gary Lewis is.
Or Huey Lewis.
One, if I remember correctly, I'm not certain about this, and I don't want to start any new litigation, but I understand that particular interview, the man on the phone started crying.
Yes, he was very, very angry at his father, and he didn't appreciate the confusion that the Chucker had, you know, the nutty professor and all.
He actually started crying?
Yes, it didn't go well.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Of all the interviews, I know there have to be several that you really enjoyed, but is there one that really sticks out?
Well, I liked the old Barbara Badcock. She was a good sport, and she told the Chucker numerous times she was not on Leave It to Beaver. She's never seen Leave It to Beaver. She doesn't get the joke about you were hard on the beaver last night, and she doesn't appreciate it.
Is that one in existence?
It's floating out there somewhere.
It is floating out there somewhere. Now, remembering the Chucker, we just heard a couple of weeks ago, remember the Chucker out at the Planet Cafe Hollywood?
Oh, that was a wonderful night.
It was a fabulous night. Now, is that another one? If you could pick one or two. Now, how long do we have you this morning? I know you're a busy man.
Well, how long are you on till noon?
Yes, we're on. We start the show now. It's from 3 a.m. to noon. It's a new company policy.
Well, I'm here as long as you need me.
All right. Well, I just don't you think we should sprinkle in a couple more?
Do what you need to do.
I will do that. But what I want to do is follow your lead. I want your adjustment on which ones we should play, because I got to be honest with you. I think every single Chucker interview was pure gold.
Well, can't thank you enough. The old Planet Hollyweird opening was a big night. That was fun with that Minnesota twin who the Chucker wasn't really familiar with his career.
And you then, are Chuck Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch. Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time. There he goes.
Now, do we have that entire interview? Because I believe the Chucker told me a secret about the interview with Chuck Knobloch.
The rest of the story.
So if we could play that, and then Chucker could tell us the rest of the story. Do you think that's a good idea?
I love it.
And by the way, everybody else on the show, if you have any favorites or parts that you'd like to hear, please speak up, because it's a treasure trove.
My favorite was the Fred Savage one.
Oh, Red the Sam. Old Doogie Howser. He was
Doogie Howser.
That's the only one who actually got it.
I love the, was it Calvin Griffith at the end where he goes, I think he thinks I'm Andy Griffith.
Yes.
That was one of my favorites.
Asking him about the Otis, the drunk.
Yeah. I think he thinks I'm Andy Griffith.
All right. So now we got two more at least we got to play. Well, we got to play Planet Cafe Hollywood. We got to play. Do we have the Clark? Not Clark, but Calvin Griffith.
Well, Jim Nabors. You got that's a great one too.
Yeah, Chucker's going to be here all morning.
He's working on a nut farm, you know.
Who is
Jim Nabors?
Oh, he is.
Takes one to grow one. I told him.
All right, now Throttle. I don't want to put a bunch of pressure on you. So we do have Planet Cafe Hollywood.
We have two of them. I'm not sure which one is which, but they're both
long.
90
they?
Seconds.
They're both 90 seconds?
Yep.
I guess we'll play them both then. And then do we have the Calvin Griffith interview?
I'll have to do some searching. I'm not finding it.
Hopefully the Chucker brought in a CD to share.
Throttle Me Bill, this is the producer of the show?
Throttle Me Bill, yes.
Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time.
Remember Miss Jane? She died shortly after you interviewed her, like within days.
Yes, the old Jane Hathaway?
Yes, from Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Mooney, I was asking her about.
Yeah, I know, and she was so nice.
And then she died that day.
She died like 3 days later.
It was about 3 days later.
Well,
her last interview was you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chucker will reveal something about Planet Cafe Hollywood after we hear. You can just run them right back to back, right, Throttle?
Yep, I can do that.
Okay, here is the Chucker. Planet Cafe Hollywood opened at the Mall of America. It was open, I believe, for 75 days. Same length as the Kim Kardashian wedding. That marriage lasted about the same amount of time as Planet Cafe Hollywood at the Mall of America. Here is that fabulous. Well, it's not just one interview. Chucker, set the scene for us. You were on the red carpet, right?
The Chucker was on the red carpet. It was quite a scene. All of Hollywood was there. And I was on the red carpet standing next to, who was the guy that had that cable access show? Fancy Ray.
Oh, yeah.
So so you got the Chucker, and then you got Fancy Ray.
Oh,
the Oscars, it was not.
Fancy Ray McClooney.
McClooney.
Yes.
I loved him. Wasn't he Rosemary Clooney's?
Were you jockeying for position to get
yes.
The, yeah?
Absolutely. So they got me, and then they got him, and I think their heads were ready to explode after that.
Here's the audio, and then the Chucker will reveal a secret that no one knows about that happened just after the interview. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chucker at Planet Cafe Hollywood on
Power 92 Radio, and your Chucker here at the Mall of America, awaiting the arrival of the bevy of stars for the grand opening of the Cafe Hollywood restaurant that's opening here tonight. It's that crazy guy, Wesley, you know the actor.
Wesley, welcome to Minnesota. How do you like it?
Good, good. I like it a lot.
Yeah. How long until Beverly Hills Cop 3 is coming out?
No, that's Eddie's movie.
Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time. Who do we have next? Here comes Don Johnson and, what's her name? What was her name? Hey, Don, we all love your record, Heartbeat. Any chance we're going to get a new album soon?
If I do another album, I'm going to do a country album.
Well, we should all be so lucky. Please don't. Patrick Swayze. Welcome to Minnesota. You were here a few months ago, weren't you?
Yes, sir, I was.
I got to ask you something. There was a big controversy years ago in People magazine. That really wasn't your penis, was it?
Well, if I say no, I'm screwed. If I say yes, I'm screwed. So,
is that a pun? How long do we get another one of those fabulous recording projects from you that we all love?
I'm writing a lot of music now.
Well, keep writing. Well, there you go. What a wonderful evening it's been. Unbelievable, all the stars. We'll send it back to you there at the studio. Reporting live from the Planet Cafe Hollywood, the Chugger at Power 92 Radio. Power 92 Radio, and you're talking here at the Mall of America, awaiting the arrival of the bevy of stars for the grand opening of the Cafe Hollywood restaurant that's opening here. Come on over here. Listen, what brings you here out here tonight, and what do you think of it so far?
Well, it's a big deal. I came because I got invited, and it's very exciting, you know, walking down the road. So.
And you are?
Chuck Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch. Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time. There he goes. Luke Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Luke Perry, welcome to Chucker from Power 92 Radio. Welcome to Minnesota.
Hey, glad to be here, brother. Thanks for having me.
Hey, people tell me I look just like you. What do you think?
I think I'll start slapping people.
Luke Perry, can't thank you enough for all the time.
My pleasure.
Take care. There's Sly Stallone, ladies and gentlemen. Sly, come on over. Say hi to the Chucker. Welcome to Minnesota and Power 92 Radio.
Hey, Power 92.
Listen, one question. What's the real Estelle Getty's really like? Can't thank you enough for all the time.
Hey, my pleasure.
The one and only Sly Stallone. Oh, my God. Yes. It's Whoopi Goldberg, ladies and gentlemen. Come on over for a sec. Whoopi, welcome to Minnesota. Your hair looks beautiful. Say hi to all the listeners at Power 92 Radio.
Hello, Power 92.
Listen, sorry to hear about the TV show, but there'll always be more endeavors for you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg, ladies and gentlemen. Can't thank you enough for all the time. Well, there you go. What a wonderful evening it's been. Unbelievable, all the stars. We'll send it back to you there at the studio. Reporting live from the Planet Cafe Hollywood, the Chugger at Power 92 Radio.
And now, the rest of the story.
Well, when Chuck Knobloch got done with the Chucker and then Fancy Ray McClooney, he walked down the red carpet, got to the front door, and they said, hello. And they held up the list, and he said, Chuck Knobloch, and... They said, Chuck Knobloch, and he wasn't on the list. They had to search for, you know, his people to get him in the door. It was very embarrassing.
That's terrible.
Chucker, you can stick with us for another segment?
Absolutely.
Magnificent. The Chucker, live on Power 92 for the first time in I don't know how many years it's been, but it's been a while. We'll be right back. More with... The Chucker, live in studio at KQRN.
Live from the Mills Fleet Farm studio, back to the KQ Morning Show.
7:33 right now, 27 minutes until 8 o'clock at KQRS. The No Guy family. Ladies and gentlemen, Arthur's Jewelers brings you more of the KQ Morning Show. Our very special in-studio guest this morning, The Chucker from Power 92.
Power 92 Radio, got my coffee, and it's just great to be here.
You have coffee?
Yes.
That's like the old days. They don't give the people coffee anymore.
Well, Bailey's and coffee is a specialty of the Chucker.
The Chucker at 7:34 in the morning. Getting so many tweets sent at MC Master K. Chucker interviewed a guy who ran an Eagles refuge. Remember that one?
Yes, the Eagles Refuge run by Glenn Fry, I believe.
I believe it was Glenn Fry. I don't know if we could find that one, man. We'll keep looking. And Charlie in ABQ, Charlie in Albuquerque. How about when the Chucker asked Peggy Cass what she's been doing for the last 25 years?
Oh, Peggy Cass with Monday and California Dreamin'.
Can we find these?
This Where is, you know, they? There's got to be a vault somewhere. It's like the lost Lennon tapes. They're out there somewhere.
They're out there somewhere. Justin Throttle, are we? How many do we have access to?
Well,
don't prepare some for of these. Like this.
Some of these. Yeah, Fred Savage. That one was mentioned. We got that one ready to go.
Okay. And if we could look for Peggy Cass.
That's excellent.
I forgot about her.
Monday. And, of course, Glenn Frey with the Eagles Refuge.
There was a Christian comic that the Chucker interviewed, and that didn't go so well. I said, ask me if I smoke after sex. He goes, do you smoke after sex? I said, I don't know. I never looked down. I think he hung up.
A few of them did.
Oh, yeah.
Few of them hung up.
Well, we always called back. We
yeah,
got this guy.
There you go.
Yeah, you always said we must have got cut off.
You must. Oh, remember, what was the other one? The Russian comic, Jakov Smirnov?
Yes.
Yes. I do remember Jakov Smirnov. Yes, I do. From the Liquor family, I believe.
Yes. You know, it's kind of ironic. After these celebrities, I was thinking about this listening to Cafe Hollyweird. After they talked to the Chucker, the career kind of went sideways. You know, a lot of those big celebrities 20 some odd years ago. Don Johnson had his TV show for a minute, and now he's sort of faded away. And poor Patrick Swayze, whatever happened to him?
Yeah,
again, is he alive?
Dirty Dancing 2.
And of course, what about Wesley? You know the star.
Yes, Wesley Snipes. What happened to him? He tax evasion.
Yeah, a little 3 years in the jug from what I hear.
So
yeah.
You interview Stallone and you ask about Estelle Getty.
Well, that was that classic film, Stop or My Mother Will Shoot.
Yeah. It's in my top three.
Yes.
Sure. Well, I think he appreciated you calling him Sty at the end of it.
Sty.
Yes, he was actually a gentleman. I was talking to Sansi over here off the air. There were two people that night that the Chucker chickened out on. And one was Holyfield was walking down the red carpet. And I was going to call him Mike Tyson, but I thought, you know, this guy could just black out and kill me in one punch.
Blackout.
Not to make
you don't
a
think
pun.
Fancy Ray would have stopped in there to help?
And the other one was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And it turns out he was all into the cocaine, and I thought, you know, he might have a little bit of a blackout and drop kick me in the side of the head. So let's pass on those two.
I understand that.
Chucker's a lover, not a fighter.
Exactly.
Exactly. We do have Fred Savage ready to go. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's holding up his thumb. The mic switch is to the left.
This is radio.
He's only been here 8 years.
These are the same boards from when you worked in Golden Valley, Chuck.
Yes.
Oh, I could tell. It's beautiful.
Lilac Drive.
They're still wired through there, and they come back here somehow.
Absolutely. Isn't that a Christian station now?
Yeah,
I believe it is.
Station.
Wow.
Hey, Chucker, we just found a disc here. Let me read some of these off. Mike Tyson, Jim Baker, Barry White.
Barry White.
Gary Coleman, Dennis Miller, Dr. Judy, sex author.
Are they alive?
Gymnast Bart Connor.
Good Lord.
You sure that's just the iPod of yours?
Oh, Captain Kangaroo. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Saddam yes. Hussein.
Sure.
Saddam Hussein.
That was an exclusive.
Wow.
That was before the Gulf War.
Absolutely.
We liked him then.
I believe that's true. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chucker with Fred Savage at KQ.
Power 92, Andy Chucker. And right now, live via satellite, we have one of the stars on the Hollywood horizon, the one and only Ed Savage. Welcome to Power 92 Radio.
No, Chucker, it's Fred.
They come
Fred
again?
Savage. Fred, with an F, Fred.
We have Fred Savage from ABC TV. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm just fine. Great to have you here. But, you know, there's one thing that's been troubling me. This slight pain in my chest. I wonder if you could help me out there, Dr. Hauser.
No. I'm in the Wonder Years, Chucker. Fred Savage on the Wonder Years. Do you ever watch that show?
On the Wonder Years.
Yes. I don't know what to do about the pain in your chest.
Hot Power 92, Andy Chucker. Right now, live via satellite. Where you beaming in from, big fella?
Los Angeles.
And how are things in Hollyweird today?
They're fine.
Now, we all know you from that popular ABC TV show, The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
How's that show going for you?
It's going fine.
Well, listen, I'm a big fan of the show.
The Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years. Well, listen, wait a second here now. The Wonder Years, what's the premise of that show? I got to write some of this down.
What's the premise of the show? In the 1970s.
In the high school?
Yes.
Hot Power 92 and you Chucker. Right now, I'll be a satellite. Where you beaming in from?
I'm beaming in from Los Angeles.
And how are things in Hollyweird today?
They're getting weirder.
We have the star of the Wonder Years, the one and only Fred Savage. Welcome to Power 92 Radio.
Thank you.
Well, of course, we all love that show taking place in high school. It shows what happened to old Howard Hessman. He was on that show until last season. And he just sort of disappeared with no explanation. What's going on there?
Just everyone. Yeah. Howard Hessman just disappeared. Just gone. Vanished.
And what exactly would that entail?
What? What was that?
We may have to start this over. I feel I'm on the wrong track here.
Let's start this again. Let's start this once more. Hi, this is Fred Savage. How's everything doing out there in Minneapolis?
Hi, Power 92 and you Chucker. And right now, live via satellite, where are you beaming in from?
I have no idea. I'm totally lost now.
We have one of the brightest stars of the Hollywood horizon, Fred Savage. Welcome to Pop Power 92 Radio.
Yes, go ahead, Chucker.
Well, we can't thank you enough for all the time. Been a big fan for a lot of years, and I never miss that show because it shows just how difficult it can be growing up. But when you get there, the growing pains are all worth it.
It's the Wonder Years, not growing pains.
The Wonder Years on ABC TV every
Wednesday
night, and that would be at 7:30 our
8
time.
8 o'clock.
On
ABC.
Well, listen, we can't thank you enough. Chucker loves you.
I love you too, Chucker.
The one and only Fred Savage, right here at Hot Power 92. Radio.
What a good sport. Great kid.
Oh, yeah.
What a great kid.
He got it. The only one that did.
Oh, God.
Did you have a personal favorite, or how many did the ones that you just were so enjoyable for you?
But apparently Bob wasn't here earlier when we talked,
yes,
Chucker.
We've already covered Barbara Badcock.
Several times.
Yes. Several times.
But, wow, that one brings back some memories.
From at Hojo on Twitter, the best part of the Chucker is his signature laugh.
Oh, yeah.
No question. Bob Inc., at Bob Inc. on Twitter, love the Chucker talk on KQ this morning. Wish there was a way to listen to them at my leisure. At Ressy Man, Scott McGinnis, Tom, please tell me you're going to have the Chucker on the podcast today. I understand there's a possibility there'll be an appearance this afternoon. Is that true?
Well, if you're paying, I'm playing.
Well, we do have a nice bar area.
Well, there you go.
At Shauna, 512-87712. It's so good to hear the Chucker again. Love the interview with Woody Hamilton.
Oh, the old Woody Hamilton. He didn't want to talk about Cheers. He wanted another one of these guys that wants to talk about his band. So, yeah. So we talked about his band, all right.
At White Trash Loser on Twitter, Chuck Nabla. That's his entire tweet.
Yeah.
This is Chuck Nabla.
So you had Chuck Nabla, Madonna. Did you ever do Ken Herbe?
I think we did in all of that Twins fever back in the late 80s, early 90s. We had all of them. We may have even had the old Kirby Puckett somewhere in the bowels of the Chucker Vault.
Really?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. At Rock Rah Rah, I use the drop, and you are, when teams don't get me lineups before baseball games. The lineup shows up quickly after that, and you are. At MN Connor, Tommy, time to get those old Chucker discs played into placed into MP3 online. Proceeds to charity. What does Chucker think of charity?
I'd like to know what an MP3 is.